15. Say what you mean. We spend the next hour gobbling up fruit. Some fruits I've never even seen before. And who knew that tomatoes are a fruit? And pumpkins. Prince sure likes watermelon, Aladdin says, laughing as Prince chomps on a rind. When we're all stuffed, we help Aladdin's mom put away the rest of the fruit. We fill up every bowl and cabinet and the whole icebox. Then we go back into the living room, and my ring starts vibrating. I slide it off and rub it. Karima pops out. Her eyes are red-rimmed and her cheeks are wet. She's sobbing. I can't believe I messed that up, Karima says, wiping away tears. I can't do anything right. Yes, you can, I tell her, patting her back. Let's try again. Karima sniffles. But I can only make 2 more wishes today. What if I mess up again? Maybe you won't, Jonah says. Did you see how good I'm getting at flying the carpet? And remember when Abby burned herself on the star in the cave? Twice. But then, when she had to go in again to get the jewels, she made it. Huh. Thank you, little brother. Karima stops crying. She wiggles her fingers and a tissue pops into her hand. After dabbing under her eyes, the tissue disappears. How much would I love to be able to do that? You know what, Jonah? Karima says, her face brightening. You're right. Abby has made tons of mistakes since she got here, and she hasn't given up, and she messed up a lot. I think I like Jonah's compliment better, I say. Aladdin's happiness depends on how I do, Karima says, suddenly determined. I just need a really good rhyme. I suddenly have an idea. What if you don't have to rhyme? I ask. Maybe the rhyme is what's messing it up. Maybe you need simple, no-frills instructions. Maybe you need to just say exactly what you want. But rhyming makes it magical, she says. No, you make it magical, I tell her. She beams. I can try. She picks up a jewel apple from the table. Here we go. Abby would like a room full of jewels, please. We wait. Karima holds out her hand. A ruby appears on her palm. Then another. Then 2 diamonds. A bunch of emeralds. As opals fill her hand, she holds out both to catch them. The table is suddenly covered with sapphires and garnets on top. Pearls pop up on the windowsills. Jewels are everywhere. They are appearing on the couch, on the chair, under the dining table. They're not stopping. I pick up a diamond and give it a squeeze. Yay! It does not spray lychee juice. You did it! Karima is grinning. I did it! We did it! Woohoo! Aladdin and his mother rush out of the kitchen. They stare at the jewels filling every space of the room. The piles of diamonds, rubies, emeralds, pearls, sapphires, and every color jewel imaginable are leaving us with very little room to stand. We have to get out of the way. We're going to drown in jewels, Aladdin says. All of our feet are covered in jewels. The piles are growing to our knees. Let's go into the kitchen, Jonah yells. I slide my ring back onto my finger and Karima disappears. We run into the kitchen and close the door. An emerald gleams on Prince's brown fur. He shakes his whole body and the emerald goes flying, but Jonah sticks out his hand and catches it. Catchers keepers, he says. I press my ear to the kitchen door. I don't hear anything, I say. I think the jewels have stopped coming. Aladdin opens the door a crack. 2 rubies and a diamond spill inside. I think the Sultan will definitely let you marry his daughter now, Nada says with a laugh. We take the magic carpet to the market where we find 40 buckets. We stack the buckets on the carpet and fly back to Aladdin's house. Then I realize we have to deal with our last problem. The 80 marchers. When we bring all the buckets inside, everyone starts filling them up with jewels. While we're working, I say, how do we find 80 people who will help us?
We can pay them, Aladdin says, grabbing another bucket.
With what? Jonah asks. With jewels, I say, nodding at Aladdin. And fruit. We have tons. I know a lot of street kids, Aladdin says. They would definitely help if we gave them food and jewels. Are the street kids the ones you were playing duckball with? Jonah asks. Do they live in the street? Most do, Aladdin says. A few have homes, but they're all even poorer than I am. We don't have a school or many ways to earn money. I bet they would love to be in a parade. I cheer. Then let's round up our marchers. We take the flying carpet to the street where we first saw Aladdin. Jonah and I are each carrying 2 bags of fruit. Aladdin has a pouch full of jewels. To be helpful, Prince is carrying an apple in his mouth. I don't think anyone will want a dog-chewed apple, but it's the thought that counts. A bunch of kids are playing duckball. Most of them are barefoot. Hey! Aladdin shouts. Who wants fruit? Who wants to earn some jewels? The duckball game stops and everyone runs over. We're surrounded by kids. And then we have to make our circle even bigger because more kids come to see what's going on. Then more. Can you count them? I ask Jonah. Make sure there are 80. As Aladdin explains to the kids what we need them to do, Jonah walks around counting. 76, 77. He stops counting. There are only 77. Jonah and I will march too, I say. That's 79. A boy with brown hair and dark eyes steps forward. His shirt is so worn, it's practically see-through. My twin brother is over there on the wall reading, he says. If you give me 2 jewels, he'll come too. Make that 80, Jonah says. Okay, everyone, I call. Meet us at Aladdin's house at 11 tomorrow morning. Wait, Abby, Jonah says. What about the clothes? The Sultan said they have to be beautifully dressed. Oh, yeah. Who doesn't have a nice outfit? I call out. They all raise their hands. Gulp. This is the nicest thing I own, says a little girl wearing a ripped gray dress. Do you like it? It's... I stall. It's not fancy enough for the Sultan. The market is closed, and there's no way Aladdin's mother, a seamstress, can make close to 80 beautiful outfits overnight. Give me 1 minute, I say, and head over behind a tree. I'll have to use my last wish of the day. But what choice do I have? The kids need beautiful clothes, or our plan won't work. I slide my ring off and rub its side. Karima appears. Her yellow eyes are bright, and she's smiling. Karima, the 80 kids who will bring the jewels to the Sultan are going to need new outfits. Can you make them all new outfits? Can do, she says. You have 1 wish left today. She stands up tall. Remember, Karima, Jonah calls over. Be specific. No rhymes. Got it, she calls back. The 80 kids in the palace parade should all get beautiful brand new clothes and shoes. The air shimmers. I peer out from behind the tree. All the kids are suddenly in sparkling new outfits. You're getting really good at this, I tell Karima. She beams. That was easy. I just transformed their old clothes into new ones. It wasn't something from nothing. Well, it worked, I say. All around us, the kids are oohing and aahing over their new clothes. Jonah comes over with Prince. Their clothes aren't going to turn back to rags at midnight, are they? He asks. Huh? Karima asks nervously as she bites her nails. Why would they do that? Never mind, Jonah says. Fairy tale joke. I laugh, smile at Karima, then slide the ring back onto my finger.